With such a global high profile, big business wanted a slice of the Jacko fizz. And as the advertising and sponsorship deals flooded in, so did the money. For the king of pop, Pepsi was an obvious choice, and Bob Giraldi, who directed Beat It and Say 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 with Paul McCartney, was also in charge for the series of adverts.
What's quite groundbreaking, a star of Michael Jackson's magnitude endorsing a cola. Today you'd think nothing of it. Then, my God, Michael Jackson is going to sell Pepsi. In fact, the world didn't even know he didn't drink it.
You're a whole new generation. You're dancing through the day. You're grabbing for the magic on the run. You're a whole new generation.
But this was an advertising campaign which had an unexpected impact when in 1983 Jacko's hair caught fire during filming.
You're the Pepsi generation.
We wanted to do one more take that had more sparks, more fire, more explosion. And unfortunately, the pyrotechnic part of it got away from us, and it went up. And it went up and down in a matter of 7, 8, 10 seconds. You know, he struggled with it, came down the stairs, fell to his feet. It was great pain because the fire is intense. And it went out. And from that, you can tell all the stories you want. But I was there. I saw it. I had 5 cameras on it. It was an unfortunate accident that sometimes does happen, you know, and there's no excuse.
That was one of the biggest endorsement deals around at the time. He was getting, I think, an estimated $5 million or so per year, and the ads became so incredibly popular that, in fact, I think it was in Russia where they had never even shown advertisements for American products. They asked for the ad.
And in the States, the ads were so eagerly awaited, they were listed in TV guides. He wasn't just selling soda he wouldn't drink. In his heyday, MJ sold clothes, shoes, cuddly toys, perfumes, microphones. Michael Jackson will lend his face to just about anything if it makes him some money. This is his face, circa 1985. Some memorabilia, Michael Jackson, King of Pop, Can of Pop, $75. And this is some Michael Jackson chocolate, well past its sell-by date, but still worth $40. The pop star's image is vital to selling music, merchandise, well, pretty much anything. So Jackson's designer, Bill Whitton, has played a crucial role in Michael's financial success. He came up with the trademark glove and socks.
The glove, as well as the rhinestone socks, came about because when I went to concerts and they were playing 40,000-seat arenas, the quick movements that Michael had was often lost. You couldn't see them. And once we put on the rhinestone socks and the glove, every movement of the hand, the feet, the audience could see it. Michael was the star. And out of respect for the star, you always try to give a little extra to the star in person. You can accomplish that through coloring, making sure that the colors are not the same. But Michael, always a focus was focused on Michael. And Michael had the largest budget, so it wasn't a contest.
Was it just limitless? He said, whatever you do,
correct.
The money's
there. Correct, correct.